Hey, I'm Brian Schrader with this update from WRAL News. The forecast from the WRAL Severe Weather Center, showers and thunderstorms likely developing in the Triangle area in the midday hours. High temperature today in the lower 70s. Stay with the WRAL Severe Weather Center team on WRAL TV, WRAL.com, and the WRAL apps. Breaking news out of Johnston County this morning, where a driver involved in an early morning crash is being charged with DWI. Authorities say the driver of a Dodge Charger was driving at least 100 miles an hour on Buffalo Road around 2 o'clock this morning when they lost control. That car went airborne into a power pole before landing close to a house. The woman who lives there says she was sleeping at the time of the crash. The driver apparently was not wearing a seatbelt. That person suffered serious injuries and was transported to Wake Med. They are expected to survive. Crews are making more progress on the 540 loop around Raleigh, and the bridge at Holly Springs Road over that extension of 540 is scheduled to open tomorrow. Contractors will be shifting traffic onto Holly Springs Road between Old Center Street and Kildare Farm Road onto that new bridge. And a section of I-40 between Wake and Johnston counties will close tonight, possibly tomorrow night. The westbound lanes of I-40 from NC-42 to US 70 will close from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. while crews work on that road. They're going to, again, close tonight and possibly tomorrow night, depending on the weather. Expect a detour in that area. And you have three more days to check out all the food and fun at this year's State Fair. This is the final weekend. The fair will wrap up Sunday at 11 p.m. Get everything you need to know before you go on the WRAL News app or on WRAL.com. Just search fair. Let's look at some of our top stories. Hope you have a great weekend. I'm Brian Schrader.